So it started out from God knows where. That's why we call ourselves Dueling Tangents. I'm Brian, that's Luke.
It's just an idea we kept tossing back. We're like, what are we going to name this great venture we're about to go on?
And then we talked for another half an hour about 15 different things, and then we came back and said, oh, maybe Dueling Tangents.
And that's a really good name for a show that you and I would be co-hosting together.
Especially since we go down, I had a whole plan, and then we started with somewhere else. It doesn't matter. Either way, you can join us and add your tangent to the mix, because we always like to incorporate outside ideas at 844-967-2789. You can always text as well.
Yeah, be like Tony from Portland. We appreciate your text in, Tony.
Dude, I don't always work them in, but I always appreciate it.
Yeah. And I always get a good chuckle too. So yeah. Appreciate the text.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phone lines. We got them stacking up. So let's go to Mark from the SAC.
How you doing, Mark?
Doing okay. I'm you know, just amazed on that sort. Well, amazed and not amazed on that Sortwell story, because the guy should be in jail. I mean, the I don't care what the Bible says. You beat your kid where you raise a mark like that. It's a crime. And why he got away with it is just beyond me, because it apparently, it sounds like other people in the same situation were actually charged and convicted, and because he gives the excuse, well, you know, God says it's okay for me to do this, they let him off the hook.
So just to catch everybody up, because we haven't
dived into this story yet today. But
Shea Sortwell, a couple of years ago,
eight years ago.
Was referred for felony charges by the police,
I believe the Green Bay City Police Department.
And those charges were not filed.
No, they recommended felony charges for child abuse against him, and then also a felony charge for a neglect to stop the abuse to his Representative Sortwell's wife as well. So there were two charges that the Green Bay Police Department had recommended to Brown County, which is the county that Green Bay resides in, and then the Brown County prosecutor did not take those recommending charges. And even though there, like you said, Mark, there were similar cases reported around the same time, and those cases that were recommended for charges and the prosecutor did go through with them, actually did get convictions as well. So I think you're right, Mark. It's a very interesting story.
In response to the abuse, you know, he did the Bible quote, you know, spare the rod, spoil the child.
And he said it was a disgruntled family member.
I don't know if it's a Bible quote, but you know what I mean.
It was, yeah. Well, he loosely quoted a verse of Proverbs, a verse from Proverbs. And then, the fact that the Green Bay Police Department, now this is 8 years later, the Green Bay Press Gazette, the newspaper for Green Bay, was doing a story and had done an open records request for the documents from 8 years ago. And the police department gave Sortwell a heads up and let him know that this was something that was coming.
Wow.
They amended his statements. Like, he added things to a report that's 8 years old. Like, this is really fishy.
To my knowledge, I believe that family is still together.
I believe so.
All right. So perhaps they may have worked something out. And if that's the case, I would prefer that myself. If you are being treated, let's say, differently in the scope of the law, we've been talking about that. We had a couple shows about that last week injustice, the fact that, you know, there's a different level of accountability for certain special people. You know, Troy Aikman's getting the pillow, right?
Yeah.
And that bothers the crap out of me. Did I like Shea Sortwell before this? Not at all. I disagree with a lot of things he said, but I would never have thought this of him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you were the first person that I shared this, because obviously we prepare for the show together.
Yeah.
And as soon as I saw it, I was like, I got to send this to Brian, because this is obviously something we're going to be talking about. And lo and behold,
I already didn't like him because of the content of his character, and this adds to it. Now, separately, I have a couple friends in that unfortunate business of dealing with those type of things. I want to reach out to them. I reached out to those people as well during the Brett Blum.
The investigators, right?
You're a couple of friends of mine. I don't know the investigators on this particular case.
Right, but you know people that investigate
these
cases.
I know people who investigate these cases.
Right.
And I want to do a little further research on my own before I get into that, because, again, these things are extremely sensitive, and I don't want to jump on I do want to jump on the guy, because, again, I don't want to spare the rod for him.
Well, and this is
but,
the, This is the problem, is now as a member of the state assembly, he is currently sitting on the committee in the state assembly that determines state policy for child abuse. And that in itself...
Well, that's one, that's ridiculous, but two, now let's say if I were to assault him, I can say, I don't want to spoil the senator. I'm doing it because I love him. And then claim religious reasons.
Well, as long as you use an object.
I use it.
Because hands are for loving, according to the quote
that's
from the police.
I don't like...
Hands are for loving, according to the police report.
Whatever. I'm not going to get into it.
So,
yeah, but again, the whole thing bothers the crap out of me. I'm going to find out a little bit more, and then we're going to talk about it some more. But this is... It's an ongoing situation, and unfortunate because, again, I'd rather face somebody down on the basis of their ideas and their character rather than the horribleness of what they do to... their friends and family, and that's just not good. Let's move down the lines to our next caller. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. 844-967-2789. Andy in Beaver Dam, how are you today?
Hey, Fancy Brian and Luke. I have two quick comments. Aaron Rodgers, what were you thinking? I mean, you know, like, what's the big deal? Get the shot and whatever. But I guess he's in a status quo level that he can afford to, you know, do what he wants. The other thing is, Fancy Brian, I have empathy for you. One time in the 80s, I was driving what I used to call my Florida car down to Chicago from Milwaukee. And it was 8 o'clock at night. And all of a sudden on a front wheel drive, four cylinder, the Buick Skylark, all of a sudden went ting. And
oh, no.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, you step on the gas, there's nothing.
Yeah.
The transmission is totally disabled.
Uh-huh.
And we wound up spending the night at Parkside where my son was going to college and then starting the whole trip all over again. So, at least I think you did get to the dealership, right?
Yeah, I was right out front of it. Actually, funny, I was at the light that he was sending large people out to push the car.
The dealership staff was coming out to push.
They were getting
Ryan's
their coats on, and then I restarted it, and it just moved that one time, and I made it. And the traffic pattern, because it had turned green and then red, and then I was stuck, but still had momentum, it actually worked out that I could get through, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, and again, this would be a lot easier if I had a manual transmission. I could pop the clutch, figure some stuff out. But
nice catch there.
Yeah, they don't make manual transmissions anymore.
They really
don't. Especially order them.
No,
I love driving stick.
I almost learned the first car that I bought was almost a stick. One of my friends from high school was selling his, and he's like, "I'm selling this for pretty cheap, but you got to learn how to drive stick." And I was like,
I love driving
a
stick until I try to drive it with boots.
Oh.
And then I'm pressing the brake as well as the clutch at the same time because my boots are wide enough. It's not
feet.
Good.
Yeah.
But that's literally one of the reasons why what separated me from the other guys auditioning for that Shameless bit was because they needed somebody to drive a stick.
There you go.
Because they needed that.
Because you knew, huh?
Yeah. It was like a converted Nova with a freaking like a pickup 4x4 stick. It was just nuts. I had to shove it in my thigh to get into first, and I thought I was in first, and I was in third half the time.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
Another excellent tangent here on this great show. Dueling
it's
tangents.
It's a previous tangent.
Brian.
We're going back and forth.
We're just recapping some tangents. That's all.
Add your tangent at 844-967-2789. Let's go to Dave in Mequon. How you doing, Dave? What's going on, buddy?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Really quickly, Alan Lazar, I guess, was not vaccinated either. And, you know, the Packers originally said, 99% of the players were vaccinated. So, obviously, that doesn't seem to be the case.
Crazy that Packers management might not give everybody the full story on everything.
Well, I mean, if everybody was reporting that they were self-reporting they were vaccinated and they were just taking their word, I mean.
Right.
Just say that the Green Bay Packers, their organization is not known for their communication skills going back a couple decades now.
Yeah. No, I have to agree with that. It's interesting. At the end of the day, though, I guess the only silver lining out of this is that if it's going to happen, at least it wasn't like in the playoffs where this were to happen. But at the same token, you know, with Aaron Rodgers, I respect him as a quarterback, as a great quarterback.
Yeah, he's really good.
Individual, as an individual, I've never been too crazy about him. He's all over the place, and you know he doesn't talk to his family. He's got weird relationship with his family.
Well, that might that's a two-way street.
I feel like there's plenty of people out there, Dave, that have problems with their family. I don't know why you're holding that one specifically against him, but okay.
No, but it's documented.
I still don't understand why people have contention for it. So the guy doesn't talk to his family. I mean, maybe that's not his fault. I don't know.
I kind of getting off tangent here a little bit, but
welcome to the show.
the whole thing is that, you know, he's kind of evasive with some of his answers. He's very quiet. He does certain things kind of on his own level, and it's really about Aaron Rodgers, and I don't fault him for that. But he's just a different person. He's not he comes off as aloof and arrogant sometimes, and other times he's funny and what have you. But he's certainly, I think the way I look at it is he's been with the team for, 16 years now?
This is year 17.
And 17. So, we've seen kind of, as far as him changing and what have you. And sometimes I think, I think he actually thinks like he is like the main person running the ship there. And
they hired him to be the captain. I'm bored. He's the captain, so climb aboard.
Yeah.
Right. But so I guess with the whole vaccine thing, is the GM going to give? I mean, where are the repercussions for this? I mean, are they going to? It's one of those things where he's treated. Obviously, he's going to be treated a much different aspect than if it was. I'm surprised, we just found out with, Alan Lazard. I'll be curious to see what kind of...
And again, if Alan Lazard said that he was vaccinated and then, pretended that he wasn't, or vice versa, then I would hope that he would be subject to the same type of whatever thing that Aaron Rodgers is. But I want to find out if Aaron Rodgers actually is or isn't vaccinated before we... Because, I'm not completely clear on that. But I guess, Dave, I want to point out that a couple things. One, that Aaron Rodgers himself, I know that a lot of people already had before this situation, already had he's too big for his own britches.
He wants all the attention.
And that may be true. That may be, and then that opinion is absolutely certainly valid. And I can see where you're coming from on that. Let's keep that in mind as far as weighing what is the issue here, because the issue here is that he represented that he was vaccinated and apparently lied that he might not be. If that's a lie, that's one, tarnishing the shield, and two, that's putting his players at risk, and three, really
putting the team at risk too, though.
Really, it just shows about leadership. Because again, I always believe, I was also raised by Jesuits a little bit, but leadership is service.
Yeah.
The idea that being a leader means that you are serving the people you are leading.
Right.
You are there for them. That's what the point is of it. It doesn't mean you have, and whether he likes it or not, Aaron Rodgers is a leader of that team. And when you do stuff like that, you tarnish your credibility, you tarnish your reputation, which he may have already done so beforehand in a lot of people's eyes. But again, with the locker room, they'll still play with him. They'll still play for him until he starts doing things like that, which starts...
Well, I was going to say, I feel like a lot of the offseason questions around his future in Green Bay just stopped being asked because they are on a 7-game winning streak right now. And so therefore, everybody's like, well, I don't care because right now he's winning.
Well,
and my biggest contention is the fact that this is a pretty big deal. And I think there needs to be some consequences. I don't know what those take, but it's pretty upsetting to find out. When somebody that you really look up to and an athlete that you enjoy watching is more like your least favorite senator than a favorite athlete of yours.
Well, I'm going to talk about our most favorite senator in just a little bit when we come back on Dueling Tangents. Give us a call, 844-967-2789.
And Dave, we're going to get to some stories maybe too from your neck of the woods from the Mequon-Thiensville school board race as well.
Again, so. Two words on that when we come back.
This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Taking your calls, 844-967-2789.